Keeping your culture when oppressed can be tough. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Joyce Bennett, assistant professor of anthropology at Connecticut College, looks to one group that has succeeded.
Indigenous Maya women in Guatemala are thought to be some of the most oppressed in the Western Hemisphere. They earn, on average, fractions of what their non-Indigenous counterparts earn, lack access to education and healthcare, and are targeted by Guatemalan state policies to modernize the country through intentionally marginalizing indigeneity. Affect scholars say that marginalized people like Maya women cannot experience true hope or empowerment. But depicting Maya women as victims ignores the complexities of their lives under an oppressive capitalist government. Based on more than 20 months of fieldwork, my research analyzes how Indigenous women's migration contributes to women's empowerment in their Guatemalan home communities. To survive, many leave their education, families, and highland homes to work in cities or other countries. They might work as vendors, selling crafts to tourists, or as housekeepers and waitresses. Their work exposes them to structural violence, including anti-Indigenous slurs, sexual harassment and violence, and robbery. Furthermore, women are pressured to wear Western clothing and to speak Spanish, endangering Indigenous culture and language by devaluing it, associating it with backwardness and poverty. Yet these migrant women do not abandon their Indigenous clothing and language, Kaxikel Maya. Instead, they find inspiration and pride in revitalizing Kaxikel traditions in their hometowns post-migration. As women revitalize their language and clothing, they seek to earn the title of good women in their home communities. Unpacking women's daily activisms reveals that women attempt to retain their traditions while collectively seeking to make space for Indigenous people in the modern world. And, in turn, women find these efforts to be personally empowering, even when their communities do not support them.
That was Joyce Bennett of Connecticut College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.